You're listening to the audio production of A Chance in the World, An Orphan Boy, A Mysterious Past, and How He Found a Place Called Home by Steve Pemberton, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Part 1. An Orphan Boy. Chapter 1. For decades, a recurring memory haunted me. Or was it a dream? It's early evening, and I am in the back seat of a moving car, on the right-hand side. Another child sits beside me, on my left. Is this child a boy or a girl? How old is he? What is her name? I am cold, hungry, and disoriented. In front sit two people, but I cannot tell what they look like. Are they men or women? They are asking me questions, and I am answering them. I sense they are trying to reassure me. The car lurches to a stop. We get out and walk into a large brick building. It is incredibly clean, and my feet squeak when I walk. I think I am in a hospital. Why have I been brought here? The other child remains next to me. The two of us stand against the wall while my front seat companions, who exited the car with us, talk in hushed tones to a woman dressed in white and a strange-looking hat. The three of them then approach us, and the other child is led away by the woman dressed in white. This child looks over his or her shoulder one last time at me. I don't know why, but I do not want the white-clad woman to take the child. Still, there is nothing I can do to stop her. I feel a hand on my shoulder holding me in place as they walk out of sight. Now we are in the car again, driving. The street lights whip by, fascinating me. Where am I going? We stop again, and I am hustled into another building whose features I can't discern. Someone carries me into a room and places me on a bed with a pillow. I have never been warmer.